Attorney General Honorable Louise Mitchell said currently the payment of compassionate gratuities and pensions for daily paid and minor salaried government workers has to go before Cabinet for approval on an individual basis. She said her office is seeking to standardize this situation by introducing the Daily Paid and Minor Salary Workers Gratuity Act.
In relation to daily paid and minor salaried workers, in terms of whether or not they get a gratuity right now, it is the absolute discretion of Cabinet, and there are no guidelines as to if they're granted, how much it's to be granted, and so on. So there was just a Cabinet policy. So every time we're looking at the possibility of granting compassionate gratuity, it has to go to Cabinet. And so what we're doing is we're placing it on statutory footing by introducing the Daily Paid and Minor Salary Workers Gratuity Act, which basically creates the situation for persons like janitors and guardsmen and watchmen so that the minister may grant one of these workers compassionate gratuity, and it's standardizing.
Mitchell noted that the Daily Paid and Minor Salary Workers Gratuity Act is being tailored specifically for government workers and does not include the private sector.
So if the minister exercises discretion, it standardizes the compassionate gratuity that is given to them so that it doesn't have to be treated on a case-by-case basis, essentially. Okay. So, and what is important is what we're discussing is that these are benefits that are given to the public sector workers. These bills do not impact on the private sector. So today we're meeting with persons to get the feedback from the persons who are going to be affected by these laws.
The Attorney General said all of this work is being done to strengthen the benefits of employees within the government system and standardizing what they will be eligible to receive after they make their contribution to the country. She said yesterday's consultation was held to meet with trade unions that represent government employees to go through the bill with them and to receive the feedback from these unions as the government continues in its thrust to improve the lives of Vincentians.
It's basically, you know, strengthening the benefits that an employee, because you could have someone who's worked as a daily paid worker for 41 years and then when they finish they don't know, you know, what are they eligible for. And while it will remain a discretion, at least it will be standardized in law what it is that you would be getting. So it creates a, you know, a higher degree of certainty, and it removes the whimsical nature in which it's case-by-case basis dealt with now. Because one of the things is that every Cabinet meeting, you're dealing with these requests. And again, it could be dealt with at a lower level once the relevant legislation is in place. Basically, it enhances the benefits to employees. So this is something we expect the unions to welcome. So today it's about meeting with them, explaining to them clause by clause what we're looking to introduce and getting their feedback.
Attorney General Honorable Louise Mitchell. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.